the reactions that women get in politics in the 18th century are in some ways quite similar to the kinds of reactions that women get in politics today. If we think of the kinds of attacks, for instance, that someone like Hillary Clinton got during the previous election, that could in many ways be taken right back. So the idea of women being acceptable if they play to an acceptable role, but then if they overstep a boundary, and of course these boundaries aren't written, but if they overstep a boundary, then they are attacked. So in terms of 18th century politics, there is an expectation among the political elite often that women should be involved. And you know, if you get to a place where an election is active, there's a lot going on, you bring in basically every bit of support you can, and that means you may bring in your wife, your children. You know, everybody's going to get involved in that kind of thing, and that's absolutely fine. But if it goes to the point where the woman oversteps the man, and the woman becomes the image that is the public image of the campaign, and she sometimes she is a much more credible candidate in some ways, if she could be the candidate, then you're going to get the women being attacked. So you may get women attacked for the fact that they're too old. And, you know, Lady Susan Keck in 1753-4 in Oxfordshire is called the old grey mare. And she's told that she should go home and put on her slippers and let the young girls go out canvassing, because they're the ones that should be canvassing, not old women. She's not that old. She's what we would call middle-aged. You also get the sexualization of women. So younger women, there's always an assumption that how do women claim and win support? Well, the danger about women being involved in politics is around the fact that a man is assumed not to be able to compete with a woman who is canvassing a lower class man, because she's not only bringing in status into play, but she's bringing sexuality into play. And so, you know, there's an equation. You know, if you want to attack a political woman, attack her sexually. Again, Duchess of Devonshire is probably the most obvious example in the 18th century, who basically gets equated to almost like a streetwalker. You know, that she's out, you know, kissing butchers, which of course is probably apocryphal. If anybody did, it was her sister who did the kissing. But this assumption is around, you know, women use their sexuality in order to win male votes, and poor laboring sort or middling sort voters can't resist the charms of a young elite woman who uses her sexuality on them.